It was night, and the rain had abated. With a certain enthusiasm he put on the parka and donned the Wellington boots he had bought for the purpose. To clear his head he slipped down the empty back stairs and went happily scouting the unlit grounds in the drizzle. On his way back, the dark bulk of the west wing showed a few spots of light on the upper residential levels. Wallenberg was trying to locate his rooms when the lights came on in the autopsy suite next to the morgue, where the hammered glass prevented inspection. It would be the cleaning detail. As he passed the outer door to the hallway, he put security to the test. The unlocked door opened to his hand. It was a serious breach. Wallenberg entered the dark hall next to the row of pathology laboratories. It was an odd sensation to sneak around these unfamiliar quarters in the dark. Only the round and powerful surgical lights were on. Somebody was here, he could tell. Somebody was waiting. He felt it like an old certainty trickling up from a deep core. An autopsy table with glittering stainless steel faucets where draining channels stood out in the brilliant light from above. The tools and the cutting utensils waited on the sidelines for a body to carve up. The cool, clean water in the spigots waited for dark fluids to wash away. Heavy tools, fine scalpels with cold blades. A drop of condensation fell, sparkling through the light and made a hollow sound. The smell of formalin was overwhelming. Suction tubes writhed on the edge of his vision like snakes. It was cool in here. Wallenberg waited for something to happen. He was aware that fear had invaded him. As he tried for calm, he heard movement and started to turn. Then something else happened that he had never experienced before. An icy calm descended on his mind. The fear fell from him, and there was no longer any confusion. His vision became calm and his control unshakable. He turned. It was nothing to worry about. Another man stepped out of the shadows into the light. Not the kind you would want to meet alone across an autopsy table after midnight with a scalpel in his hand. But the armor of Wallenberg's new stoicism was unyielding. The middle-aged man in a white coat did not carry the compulsory photo tag. The open front showed a fine tweed jacket and Tattersall checkered shirt. His demanding eyes looked the young man over. Wallenberg countered in the same manner.
"May I ask what you're doing here?"
It was the older man who spoke, in a firm, strangely disinterested voice. There was no hostility in him, as if he already knew the answer. He had seen what he'd come for. "I am Birger Wallenberg, the new director. The outer door was unlocked. This is a sensitive area. I insist on an explanation. I take it you are a member of staff? Where is your name tag?" The man lifted the solid scalpel with its fluted handle and looked into its perfect mirror, then replaced it unhurriedly on the stainless table tray. Strong, well-tended hands, no wedding ring.
"Dr. Wallenberg, I would have startled a lesser man sneaking up like that. I like that strength in a man. I am Carl."
It was clear that the scholarly voice was used to public speaking. It sounded familiar. The man gave a smile, but not a hand.
"I am one of your certified pathologists. I saw the lights come on down here. I found the door unlocked, and your name tag?"
Had they met at a conference? He was a fine specimen of humanity and likable. The high and attractive face would be hard to forget. Wallenberg was confused. There was something about him.
"I came to warn you. I brought you to Asgard Park for a purpose that is not to your liking. This is your chance to walk away, to keep command of your life."
Keep command of his life if the man was jockeying for position. This was a bloody strange way to do it.
"You are the chosen one. If you stay, you must give up part of your mind to represent the great god Heimdall. His vanguard will enter your mind and seek to anchor at the bridge of Bifrost. After the god enters, there is no turning back. Your life will never be the same. His is a molecule of great potency. His tasks are special and his powers such as they are. You're not a member of my staff, are you? That would be debatable. I am Carl Lemus, the former director. The old director. Age and circumstance have rendered me a liability. The erudite voice sounded amused. Take a word of advice. Embrace his spirit. Do not fight the losing battle. Dr. Carl Lemus, who built this institution? I've read about you. Well, what little there is. Public exposure is not beneficial to our task. Wallenberg sighed, uniformly disgusted with himself and his chief security officer. It was seriously slipshod to allow a patient to pinch the keys to pathology. He tried to approach this rationally, but his mind wasn't in it. The Midgard board had told him that the former director had stepped down for reasons of health. Not that he suffered from mental delusions. Our task? Wallenberg stumbled to play along.
Heimdall has many sentries, but the Watchman will be yours alone, like it was mine for almost half a century. You can enter all minds. You have discovered no more than a sliver of this ability.
It struck him suddenly. It was the professor from his dream on the plane, the one who invited him to enter the mind of a female scientist.
Ah, you've recognized me from your dream, Birger.
Yes. It's troubling, but I'm honored to meet you. Shaken, Wallenberg held back until the old scholar had locked up. His mind had been calming, writing it off as stress. Now his heart was racing again. On the gravel outside, he waved goodnight as the former director headed for the sidekick entrance. It was highly improbable that Dr. Carl Lemus belonged in an exit ward for fully recovered patients.